Body scan. The body scan simply allows you to be in touch with your body as you experience it in each moment. In practicing the body scan, you tune into the various regions of the body one by one, becoming aware of and feeling whatever sensations are present. By doing this regularly, you can develop greater awareness of your body. The body scan can be done in any position, but the description here is for lying down. Use pillows or rolled towels to improve your comfort. If it is more comfortable for you to do it in sitting, then make sure you are comfortably supported. I will now explain to you how we will practice the body scan. As I lead you through the different regions of your body, I will ask you to direct your attention to each area, becoming aware of and feeling the sensations in that area. If you don't feel anything, then not feeling anything is your experience of that part of your body at that time. It is not necessary to move an area to try and feel sensations in it. I will not be asking you to think about what you are feeling, but rather asking you to become fully aware of the actual feelings and sensations in each area as you notice them. If you find yourself becoming distracted, perhaps following a train of thought, then gently lead your mind back to the part of the body you were last aware of, or the new area I am guiding you through, becoming aware of that. Moving from one area to the next, notice the muscles of each area literally letting go, lengthening and releasing tension. If at any time during this body scan you experience sensations that are too uncomfortable, then direct your attention to your breath, focusing on your breathing, till you feel able to direct your attention to the next area of the body being focused on. There is no need to move during the body scan unless you want to make yourself more comfortable. And so beginning, allowing your eyes to close gently if you wish, noticing as you breathe your belly expanding and rising on the in-breaths and falling with the out-breaths as you exhale gently. Taking a few moments while breathing in and breathing out to feel the sensations in your body as a whole, from head to toe. Now when you are ready, take a breath in, and as you release the out-breath, bring your attention to your toes, allowing yourself to feel whatever sensations there are in your toes. You might notice tingling, warmth, or the pressure of clothing or socks against your toes. Place your attention completely on your toes, perhaps noticing the spaces between the toes, noticing any sensations present here, remembering that if you do not feel anything, that is fine too. And again, on an out-breath, let go of the awareness of your toes and place your attention on the soles and heels of your feet. Focus on the sensations of the soles now that you are lying down and there is no pressure on the soles of the feet. Notice how that feels. Experience the weight of the heels where they make contact with the floor. Just staying with the sensations, not thinking about them, just getting a sense of the soles and heels of your feet. When you are ready, on an out-breath, let go of the attention on the soles of your feet, bringing your attention to the upper surface of the feet and ankles, being open to any sensations arising here. When you are ready, on the next out-breath, move your attention up to your lower legs, paying attention to the sensations in the calf muscles, along the shins, and in your knee joints. Get a sense of the weight of your lower legs where the calf muscles meet the mat, allowing the surface to take the full weight of your lower legs, not holding any tension at all. Be aware of the bony upper surface of the knee and the soft areas behind the knee joint. On the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of your lower legs, Move your attention up to your thighs, becoming aware of the large muscle groups back and front. Again, getting a sense of the weight of the thighs where they touch the floor or mat, and allowing your thighs to sink into the surface where they are supported, connecting to any other sensations arising in this part of the body. These might be warmth, blood flow, or the touch of clothing against your skin. We're not asking that you think about this. We're not looking for words or pictures in the mind, or thoughts about what you're doing. We want, as best you are able, to connect with the actual sensations that are coming up to your mind from this and each part of the body. So now, if you feel able to, on your next breath, breathe in as if from your toes, and then breathe out again through your toes, clearing your body of any tension. Breathing in from your toes and out through your toes. When you are ready, on an out-breath, let go of your awareness of your legs, moving your attention to your hips, buttocks, and pelvis. Noticing any sensations from here, first across the front of your lower body, and then getting a sense of the weight of the buttock muscles where they are resting. Noticing the changing sensations here as you breathe in and out. Remember, your mind may wander. That's entirely normal and is what minds do. When you notice that your mind has wandered, gently bring your attention back to that part of the body we are attending to. And with the next out-breath, moving your attention to your waist, belly, and lower back. Noticing if you are holding any tension in these areas that makes it difficult for you to breathe, and then connecting with any sense of relaxation. Allowing your belly to rise and fall with each breath. Noticing any sensations that are coming from these areas, and letting go of any tension, relaxing more deeply. Letting go with each out-breath, relaxing a little more. With the next out-breath, let go of the focus on your belly and lower back, and move your attention to your chest and upper back. Again, connecting with the sensations that arise in the chest as you breathe in, and again when the breath leaves the body. These might be the sensations of the muscles expanding between your ribs, or the sensation of clothing rubbing against your skin as you breathe, or the pressure of the upper back where it is supported by the floor, perhaps the sense of heaviness of your chest. Or you might be aware of your heart beating. Again, keeping your attention on the sensations, whatever they may be. Moving your attention down your arms to your wrists, hands, and fingers. Paying attention to the palms of your hands, receiving any sensations that are coming up from there. Compare it with the sensations that come from the backs of your hands. See if you can get the sensation of having four fingers and a thumb on each hand, four separate fingers with spaces in between. See if you can become aware of the little fingers, the ring fingers, the middle fingers, the index fingers, and the thumbs. Now, on the next out-breath, moving your attention to your elbows and forearms, being open to any sensations here. Noticing perhaps the hard, bony outside and soft inside of the elbow joints. And on the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of your elbows and forearms, and moving your attention up to your upper arms, paying particular attention to the space between your upper arms and your body. Noticing any other sensations you are aware of, maybe temperature or weight. And with the next out-breath, directing your attention to your shoulder girdle, breastbone, collarbones, shoulder blades, and shoulder joints, the area at the upper end of your chest. Noticing the movements you experience in this area as you breathe in and out. The sensations of muscles stretching and then muscles relaxing. maybe the sensations in the joints where the different bones meet. Many of us experience a lot of tension in the shoulder girdle region. Take a few breaths now, releasing any tension as you are able to. So now, if you feel able to, breathing in from the fingers of both hands and breathing out through the ends of your fingers, the breath clearing your body of tension as it goes. So breathing in from your fingers and out again through your fingers. Again, on the next out-breath, moving your attention to your neck and throat, being aware of the sensations that are coming from the surface level, the muscles that make up the neck and throat region, and also the sensations that come from inside your throat, especially as you breathe in and out. You might notice the sensations that go with the air touching the inside of the windpipe. Again, trying not to imagine this or thinking about it in pictures, but actually connecting with the sensations themselves. On an out-breath now, move your attention to the back of your head. See if you can get a sense of the weight of your head, allowing the muscles in the shoulders and neck to relax enough so you can get a sense of how heavy your head is. If your head is supported, then noticing the sensation of the pillow against your hair or scalp, the feelings of relaxation and maybe warmth. On an out-breath now, let go of your head and bring your attention round to your face. Firstly, becoming aware of the temples, forehead, eyebrows, eyes and eyelids. See if they feel relaxed, or are you focusing so hard on doing this relaxation practice well that the whole area around your forehead and temples is now scrunched up? Take a few moments to notice how this area feels. If you notice any tension, then allowing it to fall away. Now moving your attention to your jaws, cheeks, mouth, and lips. Connecting with any sensations that might be present here, and letting go of any tension. Finishing this body scan as you started, feel your body as a whole, from your head to your toes, rising with each in-breath and settling down, relaxing with each out-breath. Spend a few minutes being with your body as a whole. Feel the breath flowing freely in and out of the body, with a sense of including every part of you, from your toes to the top of your head, your arms and legs, as if all one piece rising and falling with each breath. This is the end of the body scan.